The sentence handed down to Jack McCullough was for the 1957 murder of Maria Ridolph, the young Sycamore girl who disappeared outside her home. Her remains were found several months later. Despite an exhaustive search, the trail for investigators eventually grew cold and no one was charged. Fast forward several decades. Illinois State Police investigators receive a tip and follow up on it. Their review of the facts led them to Washington State, where the suspect had settled into a new life. McCullough was later charged in what was one of the oldest cold cases in the U.S. to make it to trial. State Police Detective Brian Hanley says the conviction secured by DeKalb County prosecutors was a victory for those in the field who had devoted their time to solving these crimes.
I think it sends a strong message that, you know, it's cold, but yet it's not frozen. You know, it's you have to look at every piece of the puzzle.
Larry Cott was the intelligence analyst who worked with Hanley on the case. He stresses the importance of making sure that each tip receives a proper review.
No matter how small it may seem, it's just something you have to really thoroughly take a look at. In this case, one thing led to another, and here we are today.
The two men said they ran into challenges along the way, including the speed bumps you might expect in a case as old as this one. Deceased witnesses, destroyed documents. Brian Hanley says it becomes especially hard when agencies like the Illinois State Police have to deal with budget constraints, making it difficult to spread around resources.
Flying to Seattle, getting in touch with citizens of Sycamore who have now moved to other states that we needed to personally go interview, and it costs money.
Hanley says they were able to do those things, but the current fiscal environment prolonged their investigation. Joe Jackalone is a retired New York City police officer and is considered by many to be a cold case expert. He says smaller budgets are putting more pressure on these units.
I think you are seeing it is that the trend cold case detective is probably going by way of the dinosaur. However, cold case investigations will never end. They'll always be taken up by somebody else who's going to have to take up a second or third job within their day-to-day activities.
Jackalone points to what's happening in Seattle, where officials are in the process of shutting down their cold case squad because federal grants had dried up. As for the McCullough case, Jackalone says it's rare for an unsolved murder this old to come this far without relying on DNA evidence.
I think that this will be a framework for use for future cold cases.
Jackalone says that might happen in states that have laws favorable to hearsay evidence. One person not satisfied with the outcome of this case is McCullough's stepdaughter. Janie O'Connor questions how the proceedings got to this point.
There's so many reasons that you just have to wonder. Was it for notoriety? Was it for fame, 5 minutes of fame, or being able to prosecute such an unheard-of case like this? That, you know, cold cases don't normally come to trial without the advancement of technology behind them.
But State Police Investigator Brian Hanley says their reexamination of the case involved nearly 4 years of thorough detective work that brought the right man to justice.
This guy lived his whole life after he took this young girl's life, and finally he's held accountable for his actions.
I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.